Okay, first, the good news. When this 2020 year mercifully ends this week, farmers' net farm income, though, will likely end up being almost $120 billion. That's up $36 billion from 2019. Now, the bad news.
I think it's clear that 2021 is going to see a much lower farm income than 2020.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson, of course, over $46 billion of this past year's farm income has come from direct government payments, including disaster relief and two rounds of coronavirus relief. Now for 2021, Johansson says,
both on the crop and the livestock side, we expect cash receipts up by about probably about $25, $26 billion.
Well, that's good, but there's always a but, isn't there?
We also expect these government programs to slow down and to be much smaller as we come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And even with this new coronavirus assistance package, Johansson says 2021 farm income could still fall by $8 to $12 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.